101.3 KDWB.
All right, I'm trying to, sorry, I'm a little confused right now because my computers are in different areas now and I can't really see what I'm doing, but hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Dave's out today and Fallon's here, as always, to bring you Fallonese.
Thank you, Jenny.
Fallon, what do you have?
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Brought to you by Ova, LASIK, and Lens. A 60-year-old guy named Alan got caught with drugs Thursday night. Oh, no. And guess what his shirt said?
Dare.
I'm too good for drugs.
Oh,
what a great shirt. Yeah, he got arrested for meth near his home in Alabama. They charged him with possession of
methamphetamines.
Methamphetamines.
Trust me, I don't know how to say it either.
Methamphetamines and drug paraphernalia. And he was still in the t-shirt when his mugshot was taken, of course. They said it's the first time we've seen this specific t-shirt in a mugshot. But of course, here on Fallonese, we've seen many random shirts and mugshots, like shirts that say, I love crystal meth. One that said, who needs drugs? No, seriously, I have drugs. And like Jenny said, dare t-shirts also. So classic Fallonese there. Also, this is a bad situation. This is like, he's like, I gotta hide. And he chose the terrible location for hiding. A cop in Oklahoma tried to pull a guy over Thursday for not wearing a seatbelt. He took off. Which, without even reading fully, the story tells me he is wanted for more than not wearing a seatbelt, because why else would you take off from the cops for not wearing a seatbelt? Turned out he had a bunch of stolen stuff in his truck linked to two burglaries. That's why he ran. He was 23 years old. His name's Wolf. What a great name. And it's not that it matters, but his middle name's October. So his name's Wolf October, which is kind of badass. Anyway, he flirted. He got into a high-speed chase. He crashed. He then took off. They didn't find him at first because he picked a very unlikely hiding spot. They ended up finding him hiding in a bunch of cow manure. According to police, he'd been in the manure for several hours.
Gross.
Yeah. He's facing charges for eluding police, running a roadblock, possession of stolen property. He also had a loaded gun in his car, too, so they tacked on a possession of a firearm while committing a felony. And there are your Fallonese.
What do you think they did when they brought him in, like hosed him down outside? I mean, he had to have been lathered in manure if he was hiding in it for hours.
Maybe they got the water hose from the farmer and sprayed him down a little bit first. I don't know. I've thought about that before, too, because there are lots of things that involve like fecal matter and cops' lives or puke and having to arrest someone. And that just seems really gross. I'm sure they would like their car to smell nice.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll come back here in just a few minutes, not only with Dave's Dirt, but we have that next pair of tickets for you to win for Mendez Monday. Shawn Mendez tickets coming up at 9:50 on KDWB.
Celebrities and gossip, all on Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
And Dave is out on vacation. He'll be back on Tuesday because we have Monday off for the 4th of July. So wanted to mention that. He'll be back soon. Yeah, it's time for Dave's Dirt. So there is a lot of stuff going on. First of all, I did see Elvis this weekend, would totally recommend it. It's real. It's, I feel like a unique way they told the story, but it was really good. I tied
Is
Top
it like
Gun.
Him from like young age to like up until he dies?
Yeah, it kind of shows the influence he had, from his community for his music, et cetera, et cetera. So it's, it really shows it. But there's a lot of like flash scenes. And I learned that the guy who made this movie, Baz Luhrmann or whatever his name is, and maybe I'm saying his name wrong, that's kind of his vibe. Like, he did movies like Moulin Rouge and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So someone asked, is it like his other movies? I'm like, I honestly felt that, but I didn't know who that was. Mm-hmm. And when they mentioned the other movies, I go, oh, actually, yeah, I can see it kind of having that cool vibe to it. But it tied Top Gun for the top spot, both earning $30.5 million. Britney Spears posted a video of her in some jeans. She said she's moving and she went through some old clothes. She found a pair of white jeans she wore 20 years ago and they still fit. So must be
Congrats.
Nice, Britney. Must be nice. They're saying that Jennifer Lopez, this is from a blind item reveal from a celebrity blog, so take it however you want. Jennifer Lopez is using a surrogate to try to have a baby with Ben Affleck, and maybe that's true. But this one is, because paparazzi caught it on video. Ben let his 10-year-old son behind the wheel of a Lamborghini, and he promptly backed it into a BMW.
So was the kid all by himself, or was he sitting on Ben's lap? I mean, 10, you're probably too big then to sit on lap.
It says he jumped in the driver's seat with the engine running and shifted the Lamborghini into reverse. and it was a $250,000 mistake.
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine. I had a friend who borrowed her boyfriend's truck in college once. She backed into a pole.
No.
Like a light pole in a parking lot. And then it was a very clear dent in the bumper that you could tell was from like a pole.
Yeah.
And she just completely lied. And like when he like finally noticed it, she's like, I have no idea what happened.
I have one story where, so do you know what a LeBaron is?
Mm-mm.
It's like a car and they can have like a convertible. And my friend Bobby had one. And so we were driving her car and behind us is her boyfriend, Chris, I think, in his truck and a couple of his guy friends. And we're driving and they're like, oh, there's his house, because we're going to someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell me last minute. So I hit the brakes super fast. They rear-ended us.
Oh.
And it was like my fault.
Yeah.
Because I hit them really fast, but I wasn't thinking about them. It was like the people in the car yelling at me, stop, there it is. And I felt so awful because it was not my car. And there was just like, I mean, her mom didn't get mad at us. She was just like, turned it into insurance, you know. But I felt so awful. That's the thing about like, you destroy stuff at your friends' houses. You just do.
Uh-huh.
I tripped a boyfriend once, like as a funny bit, you know, put my foot out, tripped him. And he sat through my friend Samantha's parents' glass coffee table. Because it was like slow motion of the trip, and he just sat through it. He was completely fine, but it completely destroyed their coffee table.
And coffee tables aren't cheap. No, I know that. As a new homeowner.
At 16 years old, what am I going to offer them? I have no money. My mom doesn't have money. She couldn't offer to pay for it.
Right.
So I was like, ah.
I snapped my friend's ping pong table in half.
I'll be honest. I think that's a pretty frequent
issue. What do you mean? Issue.
That happened to my ping pong table, and I've seen it happen to other friends.
How do you snap a table in half?
I got thrown into it.
Oh.
Geez. I mean, that's not what happened at ours. We just had like some aggressive games of ping pong, and you can like easily break a ping pong table.
No way.
No, I'm serious. Like, it wasn't from partying.
Oh, yeah. Mine was from partying. Snapped a whole table in half, like right down the middle. It was bad.
Jeez.
Honestly, when my friends broke our ping pong table, it like ate me alive because my parents didn't have money.
Yeah.
And it was like this big thing my mom got for us. And like, we didn't even use it much. Mm-hmm. But I felt awful because my mom spent like a good chunk of money to get us that.
Yeah.
And I just like felt so sick inside that it broke.
Aw.
I was so sad.
But yeah. I never had anything cool, so like no one ever destroyed anything of mine ever. It was just me ruining everyone else's stuff, apparently.
Same.
Lizzo, she took action on the day of the Supreme Court ruling. She posted to Instagram Friday, I'm pledging $500,000 from my upcoming tour to Planned Parenthood and abortion rights. Live Nation agreed to match to make that $1 million. Live Nation joined dozens of corporations announcing they're on the side of women's rights to choose when to have a child. These companies pledged to reimburse employees' travel to pro-choice states. Some of them offer to cover bail if one of their workers was arrested during a peaceful protest. They figured out that there is a full confession in Gabby Petito's boyfriend's journal. He did confess. Remember, they found his stuff. It was like submerged in water. They were able to dry it out and read it. And he claimed that she fell on some wet rocks and she was in pain. And then she was suffering the effects of hypothermia and was begging for an end to her pain. So he called it basically a mercy killing. And then he said he immediately regretted it because he realized he couldn't live life without her. And her family's like, that's BS. She would not want to die because of this.
I'm sorry. Even if she was begging for a mercy killing, mm-hmm. even if she was begging, you still do not do that.
No.
You go seek help.
Yep.
You do whatever you can to like save that person. I would...
Never.
Andrew and I hike a lot.
Yep.
We could easily, one of us could get hurt so easily. One of us would go find help.
Yep.
If anything, Andrew would try to carry me down the mountain if we were like somewhere high up in a mountain. Like, it's all BS. And it
Absolutely.
Was like probably him trying to save any kind of relationship he had with his family still.
Yep.
Because he didn't want to like be this evil person to his family.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only excuse.
Which, yeah, no. Also, Jenny had an awakening earlier today because I played a clip of Paul McCartney and Dave Grohl playing the song Band on the Run.
Yeah, I was always thought it was Man on the Run. We played that song a bunch when I worked at Bubba Gump's. Always
I don't blame
it was
you.
Man on the Run.
I honestly don't remember what I thought it was now, because but I'm like, I can see where you would think it was Man on the Run.
Yeah.
It well, makes just
played,
as much.
Yeah, when I played Guitar Hero, I always thought it was Man on the Run, too, when I was younger.
Guitar Hero is the only video game of my life I actually enjoyed playing.
What? That's it. You played a lot of Guitar Hero when you were younger?
I wouldn't say a lot, and I wasn't younger. I'm older than you, so I was like in college.
Okay.
And I think it's because I was decently okay on medium level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I could never do the hard levels. But I would go hard on, like, some Franz Ferdinand and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I only did, like, a month where I was really into it because one of our good friends
That's
had
about
it.
That's about how
only,
long
like,
I was
a month,
in.
And then I was like, eh.
Did you do the guitar? Did you do the drums? Or did you sing?
That's Rock Band.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero is just a guitar.
Is it just... Oh, okay.
I'm Rock Band, you have all the others.
Oh, okay. I did a lot of both, so...
I did play Rock Band as well, and I was probably even better at that because I would sing, and obviously I'm really good at singing.
Well, clearly they don't... listen that closely to how good the voice is.
No, it really isn't about that. You just have to try to like hit the notes, even if you sound horrible. You can be like, ah, ah, ah.
Can you imagine if there was actually a video game that like ranked your voices like you're on American Idol?
No, but I honestly think
that'd be degrading.
Even
people, yeah.
But even people who won or did well on American Idol, if they have a unique voice, they wouldn't win something like that. You know what I mean? Classically, it's like how would they judge it? By classical training, by Kelly Clarkson style voice.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Point.
I don't have a point. Other than it's about time for Shawn Mendes tickets. So instead of being late, let's go into it a little bit early. So you can call right now to win at 651-989-KDWB. Shawn Mendes will be at Xcel Energy Center July 9th. And all you have to do is finish the line. Jenny's going to play a clip of a Shawn Mendes song, and if you can finish the line where we stop it, you win tickets. So far, it's been pretty easy. Last time, it was really hard. Drake would put it in a really obscure part because he thought these were Shawn Mendes super fans. They should know, but they didn't. So he's made it a lot easier for you this time around, and you can call to win those. Are we doing it the rest of the day on the 50s too?
Yes, but I think the next chance to win is until 12:50. I will check right now to just verify that.
Yeah,
but,
it's throughout the day randomly on the 50s. You can win
12:50, and then Zach Dillon has them again at 2:50, 3:50, and 4:50, and then E. White has them at 6:50.
Okay,
tonight.
So tons of additional chances,
lots of options for you to win a Shawn Mendes. That beautiful voice.
Yesterday, I said, hey, Drake, can you make an image? We put it on social media and promote it. He sent one and didn't even have a picture of Shawn Mendes. And I texted back. I was like, I'm sorry, Drake. Why would you not include a hot picture of Shawn Mendes? He's like, oh, give me a second.
Yeah.
And I think he had a picture of Shawn Mendes on his camera roll because the image was created so quickly.
It was.
And so anyway, I was like, we're not going to promote tickets to Shawn Mendes without a hot picture of Shawn Mendes. Drake's been on the phone for 42 minutes talking to one person, so I'm hoping that we have someone to play this contest.
What are you going to do today, Fallon?
Nothing. What do you mean?
At all?
Oh, wait, I'm going to get coffee with E. White, our night host. Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to text E. White right now and be like, Fallon said she's doing nothing today. That's what
He'll
you
agree.
Mean to her.
He'll be like, yeah, probably. I don't know. He knows that it was just chill. We're going to hang out. What are you doing?
Are you going to talk smack about me?
Why
I feel like
that
that's weird that I wasn't invited.
Why would that be the first thing that came to your mind?
Because I have to know. I'm just kidding.
No,
today,
of course not.
I get to go see my lovely trainer, Demi. I set up my training sessions with her on Mondays because I know if I didn't have to be forced to go to that, because I'll never bail on something I like scheduled, I wouldn't probably work out.
Right.
Because it's Monday.
You got to set it in your calendar. Like, yeah. That's
so
what they say.
I hang out with my trainer, Demi. All right, we've got Kylie on the phone from Albertville. Hi, Kylie.
Hi.
All right, Kylie, you ready for this?
Yes.
All right, we're going to play a clip of a song. You finish the line. Here we go.
Fingertips, and I'm killing this.
Oh. Whoa.
Uh-oh. Are those clips messed up, Drake?
It's all right.
It's okay. Is it maybe?
She's right. It's fingertips. She's
it
right.
It looks like one got copied over the other.
My fingertips just a little bit. You said fingertips. I'm giving you the tickets, Kylie, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. welcome. Congratulations. You're going to be seeing Shawn Mendes July 9th at Xcel Energy Center, okay?
Awesome. Great start to my Monday.
No kidding. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, before we leave for the day, I wanted to bring up something, and it's really, honestly, not the way, you know, we want to end a show necessarily on a sad note, but we all received an email Saturday from our company, and it was really, really sad news. Our coworker, our colleague, Drew Lee, he works over at Twin Cities News Talk, which is the studio right next door to ours. Mm. He does the morning show there. He passed away unexpectedly on Saturday. And I reread the email a handful of times because, I mean, I ride the elevator with him almost every day.
We see him in the hallway.
We are on the same schedules to go to the bathroom every day. We chat every day. We ride the elevator. He's like, how's Olive? He checks in. Dave sees him in the break room getting coffee. I mean, this is someone who's a part of our day every single day. And it was so shocking and so surprising and so incredibly sad because he was just the kindest human. And so I just wanted to mention him and send so much love. He has a wife. He has two kids. And I can't imagine how hard this time is for him and his family. We loved him very much. So just sending so much love to his family right now. But yep. Wanted to make sure we mentioned Drew Lee. And hopefully you have a good day. Hug and kiss your loved ones. Thank you so much for listening.